Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Geelong camp now for Harmac Holmes. We're going to speak with Geelong assistant coach Matty Knights, and we welcome for the first time this afternoon our lifeline boundary rider, Jason Doherty.
Thanks very much, Tom. Yes, welcome to Boundary Side. Great to have Geelong assistant coach Matthew Knights with us this afternoon. Matty, Saturday afternoon football is a bit strange too at GMHBA. It's normally various times of the day or night. I know the boys will talk to you probably about Jeremy Cameron and a few other things, but just off the top, Paddy Dangerfield obviously out, not great for the midfield.
Nah, it's interesting with even getting here at 10 o'clock this morning for the VFL, playing the academy game. Was a community game with the 19s, reserves, seniors that we all know from the country. I remember that's the way it was in a little town called Merbein when I was growing up. But frustrating for Paddy because he missed the three with suspension, and then we went consulted a lot of different sources during the week to try and see if there was a way we could go without the op. But you know, Paddy just had to have it in the end. It was, you know, needed the op done. It was just too severe, so it's going to be out indefinitely. And you know, we just have no timeline because everyone heals differently to these injuries, the syndesmosis injuries. And you know, it's a frustrating one for Pat because we're really keen to get him going and get some really match hardened games under his belt.
And from a midfield perspective, what does that look like then today without him?
Yeah, I think obviously with O'Connor coming back, he played midfield the previous weeks. He'll look to go in the midfield. We've got Mitch Duncan who's starting to find his legs in the midfield. So, and then we've got Menegola, Tui, Smith that all play through wing and midfield. So we've got plenty of bodies there today. But just, you know, losing someone like Pat, you lose that explosiveness and that game-breaking sort of play. So you can't replace him. So we're going to have a bit of a different look and probably just need Parfitt and Guthrie, those guys with that power, doing a little bit more than what Pat does.
Nida, Kingy, Nealty and Benny Cass up in the K-Rock box. Really appreciate your time before this one. How have you viewed the Cats' ball movement through the midfield through the first five rounds?
Yeah, I think what one of the things we've done a little bit is we've, you know, bringing the ball through half-back through the midfield. We've often missed the first kick or the one we should take straight away, which then sometimes can open up a bit of flow. And we've just been a hit and miss with that one. And when you don't take the first one, sometimes you get slowed up. And it might be also in a live play situation when you miss that first handball through the gap that you should take that then gets the team out, and you can get some flow off that. So I think those instantaneous first options will get us flowing a bit more. So that's what we're looking at today, just to make sure we're moving the ball initially really quickly, and then, you know, if it opens up from there, we can really go.
Is a byproduct of Jeremy Cameron playing his first game that the ball movement might quicken up with a more functioning forward line than especially what you had against Melbourne and Hawthorn?
Well, I guess with another target up there, it does. I mean, obviously we've missed Sav this year, Asava, who, you know, was that second big target. You know, Jeremy comes in today. So every time the boys look up, they should have either Hawk or Cameron to look at, and then the smalls can go to work underneath them. So I think you're right. I think we'll certainly help today having another big up there that can fly in the air.
For Harmac Holmes, speaking with Geelong assistant coach Matty Knights, here is Mark Neal.
Good luck this afternoon, Nida.
Thank you, Neal.
Hey, mate, the second ruck. So we know that Nat Nui for the Eagles will ruck most of the time, and then they've been using Oscar Allen to come up. What does that look like for you when Oscar Allen comes from their forward line into the ruck? What are you going to do there, mate?
Yeah, well, I think like Vardy played last week, he did a bit, Oscar Allen did a bit. So they're sort of getting support from a couple of areas. So I think we'll have a look at Blitzars, we'll have a look at Henry. But on the whole, you know, Reece is going to have to do the majority. That's the way we went sort of last week. And so he's going to do at least 70, probably 75%. Nat Nui only plays around 65 to 70% in Yieldy. So they do rely on that extra bit out of sort of Allen and Vardy. So we're going to have to chop out because you can't expect Reece to go against Nat Nui and then, you know, still play big game time against the others. So a bit of Henry, a bit of Blitzarves, and a bit of obviously Hawk. You know, with Jeremy Cameron in the team, it probably allows Hawk to come up a little bit higher as well to help out with that ruck work.
Mate, thanks for that insight. Second one from me is the two teams have some similarities and then some differences. If there was a part of the game where you thought you're a chance to get on top of it that would lead you to win it, what is it?
I think for us against West Coast, I mean, they play traditionally a big lineup. So if you have a look at their forwards, backs and even their rucks, they always carry two rucks. They've predominantly got three big forwards and three big backs. So they're a marking team. They like to piece it together from sort of half back, and then once they get forward to centre, really aim at those big. So we really have to take away their marks, I think. You know, if you're playing defence for long periods, it can be pretty tough. And being a big team, the West Coast, I think where we need to get an advantage is the ground balls, Neely. I think any ball that hits the ground today, we've got to make sure that we're, you know, we're on top of things and we're getting across to it, because playing against a team with a big lineup, we might be a bit smaller, but we're probably going to have to win the ground balls inside 50.
Matty, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. A bit of a hypothetical. Can you see a situation where, and I know he's not playing today, but Asava Radaghileu, you mentioned him earlier, comes in and plays as a second type ruckman slash forward alongside Cameron and Hawkins?
Yeah, definitely, Ben. I think that's a really feasible option. That's something that, you know, I think that would give Reece, obviously, much more support in the ruck. I think Asava done so much ruck work in the pre-season that we were really looking for him to do that 12 to 14 minutes a quarter. But hasn't had a run at it, but he will. And then we know he's a natural forward as well. So having the combination of that player, Ben, is pretty important for us. And yeah, I think it's a very feasible option for us moving forward, no question about that.
Would that alter the way somebody like a Gary Rowan would need to play then, in that he has had to fly a little bit, be a little bit of a marking target, but if you had those three blokes, he would then really need to become a buzzing player at ground level at all times?
Yeah, and I reckon he'd have to get up and back a bit more, which he does pretty well, Ben. He gets up and with his speed sometimes he can get out the back, but you know, I think he'd have to play a bit higher in our forward setup, and which is not such a bad thing. I mean, he can really buzz around and move, and he's probably going to get a good matchup. That if he does drift back and get deep, he's probably going to get a reasonable matchup with three talls there, because he becomes a real handful in the air.
Two milestones today, Nida. Reece Stanley plays game 150, Luke Dalhouse 200, but they started their journeys at other clubs. Luke Dalhouse is playing in the forward zone. That's Corey Enright's area, but probably is just suffering a little bit from a lack of a complete pre-season and just needs to probably find something just to spark his year.
I think that's a fair point. I liked the way he competed last week and ran and pushed hard and tackled hard. So I saw some signs last week that were pleasing, albeit, yes, an interrupted pre-season, I reckon, has slowed his start to the year down and hasn't probably been exactly where he'd like it to be. But, you know, I think he's gaining a little bit of momentum. But, you know, for players like Dal and Closey and Grian, you know, they've really got to make hay in different parts of the game, because it's not always going to be about goals for them. If they can get two or three goals, that'd be a massive bonus for us. But if five, six tackles, five or six ball wins inside 50, that'd be, you know, great for Dell today.
Talk to us about Reece's, I suppose, what he's got to do today with Nick Natty. Spoke to the media during the week, both outlets, K-Rock and the Geelong Addy, and his thing was about running Nick Nat around. Is that something that you discuss with him as well, about, all right, how do we expose Nick Nat the best way possible if you can expose him?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, Nick's an awesome player and he's good at his craft. He changes his hand in the air in those ruck hit-outs, and he obviously gives guys like Sheet and TK first look. But what Reece can do is when that ball hits the ground and that second phase work, he can really make that a feature of his game. There's no reason why Reece can't be as good, if not better, than Nick Nat on the ground, and we need him to be, because it's hard to beat him in the actual pure hit-outs. And then the second phase of that is, you know, Nick Nat's a power athlete, so anytime Reece can get him on the hook and make him work, it's going to be a benefit for the next stoppage they get back to. You know, if you just let Nick Nat rest, do it on his laurels, it's really tough. But if you can make him work, I think everyone's vulnerable, as good as he is.
Matty, Mark O'Connor, we expect him to continue a sort of tagging role. Is that something you plan on sort of deploying quite a lot this year?
Yeah, I think we'll use it a fair bit this year, man. We've used it mainly through Guthrie. Duncan did it in the finals last year on Pendlebury and Neil, but was more an on and off tagger because Mitch hurts him the other way. But yeah, we're going to employ O'Connor to do those jobs this year at times. And when he's not there, I think Guthrie and Mitch certainly have to step up. But yeah, I think we'll see O'Connor through the midfield today, having a look at Sheed and Kelly.
Righto, Nida. Time for you to be the international basketball correspondent, and we need to have a quick chat. It is a multi-sport station, K-Rock, so have a quick chat. What's going on in the US with regards to your daughter and her basketball career, mate?
Well, she's just she finished her basketball about 3 weeks ago, or 4 weeks ago, and now she's just about to finish her studies. So she's about to have a 2 months off summer break in Florida, Neildy. So she's
tough.
She's going okay, the girl. Like, she's had a great year and really enjoyed her first year, but I wouldn't mind being over there visiting at the moment on the Florida beaches, but we'll just take the Geelong weather for what it is.
Yes, we will. Thank you, mate.
All right, Neil, before you go, the VFL match report's just come through. We know Quinton Narkle came off with an ankle issue and Sam De Conning with a back. Have you got any vision on how serious they are?
No, not really. I saw Knuckle go down. I watched all the game, and he was in splendid form, which was a bit of a disappointment. But I think he'll be okay, and I haven't heard about the conning. I don't know about that one.
All right. We really appreciate your time. Great to have a chat, and look forward to 4 points in the bank come about 4:15 this afternoon.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Bye.
Matty Knights joining us here for Harmac Homes. Now, Harmac Homes have got their latest flagship displayed at Anchorage Estate, Armstrong Creek. Head on down to meet the team at Harmac Homes this weekend.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.